I would be interested, what's the story that they feel most important to be told to the consuming audience today?
Let's start with Christian.
I think it's more important for us to listen to the concerns that people have about how food is produced so that we can have a more open dialogue and address some of the concerns that people have. I think this is more about explaining what happens on the farm and the ranch, but also about addressing the concerns that people might have that they've heard through the media or through friends and acquaintances.
Thanks, Chris. Katie Pratt from Dixon, Illinois.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the stories that needs to be told is that we're families operating businesses. Our farm is our livelihood, it's our way of life, but it's also our business. And so it is in our best interest to pay attention to the people who are purchasing our products, to pay attention to the markets, and then to make changes, if necessary, in how we raise our crops or our livestock. Or it gives us an opportunity to look at our farms and discover that what we are doing is good, and knowing that we can improve on that in the future. And so I really look at it as serving as a face of a family farm, representing the family farms of the United States, and then giving us an opportunity to talk about the processes we use on our own farms, because certainly we know what we know best, and learning then from other producers and other farmers as well and what they do and how maybe we can incorporate that into our farm.
Thanks, Katie. Next, we'll go to Will Gilmer, our dairy farmer from Alabama.
That's right. You know, as far as the story that needs to be told, kind of echoing what's already been said, you know, it's important that we share the story about what's happening on farms, but it's just as important that we're open and listening to consumers and building relationships and having those conversations, because the production of food is just one side of the equation. You know, our consumers, without them, we have no product to put out there. So it's important that we're all on the same page and understand what's happening. But from the farm side of it, you know, I like to tell people that my family's been dairy farming for 60 years. Well, you can't do that for that time period and do things like you did 60 years ago. So we're always evolving, and that's not just my farm. That's every farm. You know, as technology comes along, we're having to embrace that and adapt to it. And it's helping us to be more efficient and make better products. And as we get through that and we get more specialized, it's important that we have that conversation with people to help them understand, you know, what the new things we're doing are and why we're doing them, and how it's beneficial on our farms, but it's also beneficial to them and giving them great choices at the grocery store or wherever that might be.
Thanks, Will. And last but not least, one of my pork producers, Bo Stone from Roland, North Carolina.
One of the stories that I would like to tell this year is that we're not just farmers and consumers. We all are consumers of our products. And I'd like to for everyone to know that we're in this together. I think it's very important that we have that open communication, that open dialogue, so that I can tell you the concerns that I might have, and so that then I can listen to yours as well. We can work together to answer any of those questions. And that's, I think, the most important thing, is that we all are consumers of our products. I want to tell you about the products that I'm very comfortable with, how my family is on this farm, and how I want to make sure that it's safe for your family as well.
Great. Thanks, Bo.
Thank you, Jeff. Now, can we have the second question?